Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Tracy Kidder is out with a new book today, and he's back in the world of engineers, looking at one in particular. The book is called A Truck Full of Money, and it chronicles the life of Paul English, the energetic techie who co-founded the travel website Kayak. Kidder's profile of English echoes the well-known book he published back in 1981 called The Soul of a New Machine. That one was about a team of engineers in a race to build a new computer's hardware. But this latest story is also personal. Paul English forged his career in technology despite a diagnosis of bipolar disorder. Tracy Kidder and Paul English join me now. And Tracy, you've written several award-winning biographies and you had the whole world to choose from. So what was it about Paul English that drew you to him?
Well, first, I had written this book, The Soul of a New Machine, years and 30-some years before, and I...
1981, right?
Yeah, and I fled from that subject. And then, I guess, you know, I'd been casting about to try to figure out what to do next, and I knew Paul from Partners in Health. He was an important donor and member of the board there. We just talked, and he was going to be my guide, show me around this brave new world. I was just curious, I thought. And after a while, I decided that... my guide should become my subject. And I said to him, why don't I write about you? And it took him a few months at least to say, all right.
Why did it take you so long?
The provision was very interesting,
yeah.
I might say.
Yeah, please
said,
do.
You have to promise not to make me look better than I am.
It's funny. You know, my day job, I sometimes am in the spotlight relating to my companies. I'm actually shy. I would say I'm an introvert who's learned how to be an extrovert a little bit. I think the thing about don't make me better than I am was just me being nervous about, I mean, being a subject of Tracy Kidder's book is quite a thing, quite
yeah,
an honor. And
it is.
I was afraid of being on a pedestal, and I just let people down for the rest of my life.
Well, so Tracy, let me ask you about that, because I was looking at a review of the book. It was very well reviewed in the New York Times, but there's a particular phrase that the Times reviewer used, which I wanted to get your reaction to, because the Times reviewer said, you know, these days it's not that uncommon for us to see biographies that celebrate the barons of the new economy, right? And so the idea that there are a lot of books out there about very successful, you know, tech entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. and, you know, what really distinguishes Paul's story from
I'll tell you,
theirs.
Well, a bunch of things. You know, we're all born with something to struggle against, and Paul was born with something bigger to struggle against than most people, it seems to me. Bipolar disorder, I hope that's okay to say. And on top of that, Paul is generous. Now, and Paul's a philanthropist. I don't think there are too many of these barons who would say something like Paul said to me, sitting on a park bench with a homeless guy, remembering that friends of his had said to him, after Kayak was sold for about $2 billion, you know, that he felt uncomfortable about the money he'd gotten from Kayak. And they said, oh, you shouldn't feel that way. You worked hard for your money. And Paul's response to that is they're kind of saying that you're only poor because you're lazy. And the second thing he said was, the truth is, I didn't work that hard. I'm just good at something that makes a lot of money. And I, you know, I went out looking for a window on this world, this crazy world of high-tech entrepreneurship of, you know, internet commerce and so on. And what I found was, as I often have, is that the window was more interesting than the view.
Well, Paul, I mean, if you don't mind, could we talk a little bit about your bipolar disorder?
Sure, yeah.
I mean, because I think it might surprise a lot of people to hear that the founder of this very successful company, Kayak, is and was struggling with a mental illness of that kind during all that time. I mean, did it help you? Did it harm you? I mean, how did you manage it?
It probably did a bit of both. I think it helped more than harmed. The worst part of being bipolar, at least in my personal experience of the downs, I suffered mostly with depression in my 20s and maybe early 30s. Luckily, there's a med that I've been taking now for about 10 years that's really helped protect me on the lows. But I still struggle is not exactly the right word, but I still struggle with the hypomania. Mm. I would say in general, being in the creative industry, the hypomania is an asset because you're filled with enormous energy and grandiosity and just attracted to shiny new objects and thinking that this new idea, whether it's my idea or an idea for one of my colleagues, when I latch onto something, I just push it really, really hard. I end up not sleeping for, you know, many, many long periods of time, or I sleep just 2 or 3 hours a night. The energy burst then I think is very helpful to the creativity. But there's a downside to the hypomania as well, and that's something I've had to manage over the years.
Well, were you in a hypomanic phase when you had, or I don't know if there was one aha moment for the creation of Kayak?
Yeah, definitely, especially in the early years. I became obsessed with two things, maybe actually three things. One was just trying to build this incredible team. And I think being manic or hypomanic, it was actually really useful to me as a recruiter, because when I met people, again, I have sort of the shiny new object syndrome, where when I meet something new, either a new idea or a new person, I become kind of obsessed with collecting that idea, or in some cases that person. And I think that energy really helped me recruit quite an exceptional team. The second thing was the product itself. Back in 2004, when we started Kayak and I looked at Expedia and some of the other top travel sites, I just saw there was an enormous opportunity to create something simpler. And I think the energy bursts helped with a lot of the creativity around that. Mm-hmm. And then the third thing is my obsession with customer support. And I love talking to customers.
Well, I mean, Tracy, you kind of approached this question head on in the book about whether or not Paul's bipolar disorder helped him or hindered him. I mean, we've got an answer from Paul, but I'm wondering how...
That would be the definitive one, probably, but yeah. I think I left it ambiguous. I mean, I don't like the romantic notion that somehow mental illness is necessary to the creation of art and other things. But I do know also that Paul himself felt, you know, at times that there was a big downside. You know, grandiosity cuts both ways, right?
But of course, I mean, it is bipolar disorder,
yes.
Right? And so there's the depressive phases,
right,
as well.
Right, there's both sides of it.
But
yeah.
That you really had conquered.
I would say on the depressive periods, they would last weeks or sometimes months at a time. And it was quite crippling for me. I remember spending many, many days and weekends on the floor of my bedroom. I couldn't even get up on the bed. I don't know how to explain that. I remember always in the middle of the night, sometimes having panic attacks and looking at the windowsill, hoping for light.
I mean, I want to reiterate, we don't want to sound as if we're romanticizing bipolar disorder or mental illness of any kind. And I also don't want to seem as if we're projecting that that tech entrepreneurs, you know, may exhibit these qualities any more than any other group of people. But nevertheless, I mean, Tracy, you've written about the fact that there's something about the tech and computer age that seems to have unlocked or allowed a certain type of mind to really flower.
That's not my idea. It comes largely from this man, Donald Knuth, who is probably the greatest living computer scientist. And he's a fascinating man, and he has this notion that about 2% of humanity is perfectly suited to programming computers. He thinks that probably the people who created the pyramids probably would have been great computer programmers if there had been computers back then. So it was a human ability awaiting its moment, awaiting its instrument.
It's all on a spectrum as well. And even within the software industry, which is where I work most, you know, where I spend my career, I think there are a lot of people who exhibit a lot of traits of bipolar illness, particularly on the manic side. It does make it interesting with people who are touched with different mental conditions and abilities. I often say that many of the best engineers fit sort of somewhere on the spectrum towards Asperger's, for example. And I think some of the best engineers I've ever worked with, I would say, are on the spectrum. So I think bringing different types of minds into a creative pursuit, I think, creates great products.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, speaking of great products, so as you mentioned before, you and your co-founder sold Kayak to Priceline, right?
That's right.
$2 billion.
That's right.
You did quite well. But you didn't come, I mean, you, growing up, you didn't come from money. And so I'm just wondering what made you then decide that with this new wealth, extreme wealth that you had, that you were going to go down the path of philanthropy? Because you mentioned Paul Farmer's group, Partners in Health, at the beginning of our conversation. I think people would be completely understanding if you decided you were going to keep a lot of it.
So I grew up in what I would say is a working class family in West Roxbury. My father worked for Boston Gas Company for 49 years. He was a pipe fitter by trade. And so we didn't have a lot of extra money. Sometimes I don't recognize that I'm quote unquote rich myself. I look at people with wealth and I just think they're a very different animal than I am. I think it's a disaster to hoard money. I don't think it makes sense to have a big bank account because money in a bank account isn't doing anything for you. I live in a nice home. I have a few nice cars. I'm not sure what else I need. So I think my money is most efficient if I actually give it away and find people who need it more than I need it.
Well, Tracy Kidder's new book is A Truck Full of Money, One Man's Quest to Recover from Great Success. It's about Paul English, the co-founder of the travel website Kayak. Tracy Kidder and Paul English, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.